30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
In the open line hour, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you've got something you're trying to wrap up before maybe a little St. Patrick's Day party you're hosting tonight, need help knocking out your honeydews, have a couple estimates from a contractor, competing contractors on something you're looking to have done around your house and want to talk through which option might be better, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text to 411-923. And, of course, the email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Now, of all of those, the text we do not monitor outside of the broadcast. That's actually run through the radio station here. We did have a homeowner call this week a little upset because I've been texting and I'm trying to get an answer. Well, that text system is only live during the broadcast, but that 800 number, 888-767-4348, we answer that. That's our office number. We just forward it during the broadcast, and then when we get done, Gary D goes and turns off the forward, so we make sure that we answer that Monday through Saturday's broadcast. There's about a day and a half there until Sunday morning when Jen gets back into the office that lines just goes straight to Night Ring. But we get the voicemail first thing, start on follow-up calls, and then the email, info@rosieonthehouse.com. My sister Julia monitors that remotely from somewhere in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
It's out of Minneapolis, but it's, you know, like Phoenix, it's got, you know, 20 other cities around it. It's one of those other cities somewhere around Minneapolis.
So she's close to where the Mississippi River starts, I guess.
They are. I've seen pictures of them with that in the background. And they've been up to the headwaters of the Mississippi, she said. When she moved there, I don't know, it's been 2 or 3 years, I guess. She said, you know, it cracks me up how much stuff from New Orleans I'm finding all around. Just, well, you know, and stuff like, you know, hundreds of years old. You know, that is the lifeline of the Mississippi River.
At the headwaters, right? Yeah. Well, it does flow upstream then. Gets through the locks and the dams and all that, too. But, no, I've never been there. I've always wanted to do that because, most of you know, Rosie and I grew or essentially from 60 miles away from each other originally. And so the Mississippi River is pretty much in our blood, along with all the bayous and tributaries around there, too. But it always would be fun to see the headwater, because for many, many decades, I've seen the muddy water.
After it's been recycled, they say by the time the water gets to New Orleans, they estimate it's been recycled at least 7 times. I don't know if I quite buy all of that, but...
No, I don't. But, you know, New Orleans gets their water from the Mississippi.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
That's Julia, by the way, in the background. She is answering calls. I thought I'd let you know she's really a person and she's live.
And a different Julia, not Julia Romero. This is we pull from the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcasting for a lot of our radio broadcasting resources. And Julia has come to us from the ASU Walter Cronkite Broadcasting, and happy to have her on the broadcast team this morning. We've got every line full. She's busy screening right now. So we've got Dave, who's up first, wants to talk about a popping noise that we'll get to in just a minute. But I wanted to cover something first. This is going into, I don't know any one of our certified partners that isn't busy right now. And Rosie Remodeling's busy. And we all have a pretty universal problem is finding qualified help. I don't know anybody that wouldn't hire a skilled, qualified craftsman right now to keep up with the workloads. So all of that is to say, if you need a service provider or a contractor, we are back in a very active economy. And it may be somebody might not fit your time frame. Just be patient. The job will get done. You may have to wait 2 or 3 extra weeks or months for that slab of granite to get here from the quarry and get mined properly and milled properly and pieced properly to your home. And it may not be the timeline ideal to you, but don't use that as an opportunity or an excuse to set yourself up for being taken advantage of or buying a sub-quality product or hiring somebody that's not licensed. It is not worth the work on the other end. And it's something that we see happen all the time. There's just this frenzy starts happening of, for lack of a better term, keeping up with the Joneses. And, I've got to have it this and I've got to have it. No, you don't. You're going to be fine. Even if your air conditioning goes out in the middle of the summer, we have plenty of hotels in Arizona with extended stays. And if it takes you a week or two of having to live in a hotel, I know that's not ideal, but it's a heck of a lot better than getting ripped off or taken advantage of or having something improperly done on your home. My wife and I, our whole family went through this last summer. We ended up living at my parents' for 3 days waiting for the right air conditioning unit to get here. It was either rip out the cabinet and go through a major remodel to get the air conditioning unit from inside the home out, or wait to reorder that unit, which there was nothing in Arizona. So we waited for the right piece to get here on time. And we actually just stayed at my parents' because I'm one of 6 kids and all of the kids are gone. So they have all of our old bedrooms were wide open. So it was easy for us to go live at mom and dad's a few days. They have a pool. The kids loved it. But, it's inconvenient. That 3 days was inconvenient. But that was a year ago.
We 3 made days it with kids is kind of inconvenient. I can understand that. Yeah.
they want to be home. They want their stuff, their toys, their animals, their horses, their chickens, their gardens. You get used to being in your own environment. But it is not worth setting yourself up to make a bad decision. And it's always when we're full of anxiety that's the easiest place for us to be to get taken advantage of. And all of that to say, contractors are at huge risk of being taken advantage of. When everything stopped last year, everything was just going. And you woke up one day and it just seemed like everything just dove off a cliff. It wasn't like a gradual down. Just gone. And we had remodeling projects going. We had equipment ordered. We had materials ordered. We had jobs scheduled that, a lot of people were just walking away from the homes, abandoning. And a lot of contractors did not make it through that cycle. And as a result of that, what a lot of contractors have done is they will do liens. If a job's over a certain dollar amount, they will file a lien. Now, there is nothing wrong with that. We've got a homeowner in Tucson that was pretty upset. Our roofing partner, West Coast Roofing, filed a lien on her home for the job. Well, the lien does nothing if you're planning on paying the roofer. All that does is it says if you don't pay at the sale of your home, that the money owed to the roofer will get paid in that sale and that transition of the home, and it's the contractor's protection that they're going to get paid on that job. If you intend to pay whatever contractor you're having at your home, there is nothing wrong with them filing a lien to ensure that, whether it's right now or whether it's 10 years because you stiffed me for the bill and you have it paid and you're selling the home and I get it then, I'm just at some point, I'm going to get paid for the work I'm providing on this home. So don't let a lien scare you if you're working with somebody that you can trust. And everybody at Rosie on the House is licensed, bonded, has been in business locally at least 5 years. You can't move here from you know, California and say, hey, I had a great remodeling company over there. Well, that's great. You got to have 5 years in business locally to make it through the screening process. And then we've got a third-party resource that we use for quality control. You could go to a lot of places online and see reviews. But every place you see those reviews, it's owned by the service you're looking at, whether it's Google reviews. Google owns those reviews. You go to another referral network and you see reviews, it's that referral network is posting those reviews. Well, at Rosie on the House, you'll see testimonials. We'll get people to write us letters. We'll black out their name. We'll save it as a PDF. We'll upload it. We get those testimonials, letters, and post those. But if you look on the right-hand side of our partner pages, you'll see the guild quality reviews. So we have a third-party survey and review service that our partners, that we utilize with our partners. So there's never any chance that something would get swept under the rug or, you know, someone would turn a blind eye. It's a separation of church and state to ensure that we're never put in a position where somebody could say, well, you know, those are all five stars because you review them and, you know, you're like that other referral network place that you could just pay and they'll take off bad reviews.
You know, the most important thing are two words, certified partner. Because, you know, when you go to rosieonthehouse.com, and I've used three of those certified partners in my remodel, every
that
one
was
of
before
the,
we hired you.
Yeah, before, yeah. When I was just keeping my fingers crossed going, geez, I hope this backyard turns out the way it did. It not only turned out as good as I thought it was going to be, it turned out even better.
Nice.
And I like it.
That was CYC Landscaping?
CYC Landscaping did a great job.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's Gary D. When we get back, every line is full. David, Michael, Judy, Nick, we're going to come to you right after this.